quick disclaimer before we begin, the PEMF podcast does not contain any medical advice, and the content provided is for informational purposes only. If you have any health concerns, please visit a healthcare professional. Welcome back to the PEMF podcast.
And today we're going to be talking about multi-therapy mats. You might have heard them advertised as infrared PEMF mats, and they're normally actually the first thing that comes up when you type in PEMF mat. They all look very similar. You've definitely seen them before if you've even Googled PEMF. But what actually are they for anyone who doesn't know what they are?
So yeah, today's episode, we're going to be talking about multi-therapy mats. And we're not going to be naming any brands because I don't want to get into any trouble with any companies. But we started the PEMF podcast to talk about all things PEMF. And we want to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And today, unfortunately, is going to be more towards the ugly, but we'll explain why. So a multi-therapy mat is a system which basically includes PEMF, but they also include other types of technology, which in the biohacking world is also seen as quite a good thing when we talk about stacking therapies. So we're basically putting a number of different therapies together, and we're harnessing the benefits of each. So how could it be a bad thing? But if you've ever heard of the common saying, a jack of all trades, master of none, then, you know, that can't be any more prevalent here. So we'll go into it a bit more in detail, but that's kind of what we talk about when we talk about a multi-therapy mat. And me, I've been in the business now, the PEMF industry, for over 10 years. And we've this multi-therapy mat kind of thing is starting to flood the market, as Josh said. And you're starting to see them more and more and more and more. And we just want to educate people on what these mats are and what they can do for you.
So what do these mats normally actually have in them?
So there are some slight alterations in some of the systems. But in general, a lot of them are promoting, so the PEMF, obviously, infrared and heating elements, negative ions. There's also systems with crystals inside. So we're talking about a system that includes more than sort of four or five different technologies.
You mentioned at the start that they sound like a good idea because they include all of the therapies. And that's obviously why they are so popular, because a lot of people just see it as a cheaper alternative. What actually are the negative points of them that don't get spoken about as much?
Yeah, so I've mentioned before the common saying, which is jack of all trades, master of none. And that really comes down here. We're going to drill this down just into the PEMF side. So we're not going to go too in depth with the other therapies in this podcast because it is the PEMF podcast. So we're going to be talking about just really specifically the PEMF in this. And from over 10 years experience being in the PEMF industry, we'll compare these multi-therapy mats to, say, a system that specializes in just PEMF. So if you're searching the internet and you're looking at a PEMF device to buy, and you've got all these different mats, different colors, all that sort of thing, but then there seems to be some brands that all follow a similar theme, and they have these multi-therapy options. The main problems when we look specifically at the PEMF is the actual technical abilities of that PEMF. And we can bring it back to one of our other PEMF podcast episodes, which is all about the top 10 things to look for when you're buying. And one of the reasons why we did that podcast was so that customers that are looking for PEMF could ask manufacturers like these multi-therapy mats these questions, and they can make their own mind. So if we try and run through some of them, something we talk about a lot about in PEMF is intensity. So the intensity gives you the slightly bigger field range. It's going to higher intensities tend to be much bigger field ranges, give you a much bigger magnetic field. And we've mentioned before that the lowest you should go for is something like 0.5 Gauss, which is, you know, that of the Earth's natural magnetic field. Anything less than that doesn't make sense with when it comes to PEMF. So me and Josh actually went on a bit of a journey to find the intensity of some of these mats, because it's not obvious. The sellers don't really know, and even we went deep enough to find that some of the manufacturers don't even know. So let me give some context into this. So the intensity of some of these multi-therapy mats, we spoke to the, if it's not presented online, because one or two of them do present this information online, one of these multi-therapy mats actually advertises over 1,000 Gauss, which for a PMF full body system is actually quite high intensity, which really surprised me for the price that they're offering the mat for. So this particular brand, we actually met at an exhibition and we were chatting away to them about their systems and, you know, because we want to know about every PMF mat on the market and we want to know the ins and outs and everything. So as someone that sells multiple different PMF mats from different sellers, you know, we want to be the leading experts on all these. So we were talking to these guys at the exhibition and they're telling us they're over 1,000 Gauss and all these different things. And we actually have a test magnet in our pocket. So one thing we did was just pop this test magnet onto their mat. And really anything that is advertised 30 Gauss or above should give a response for a magnet. As I say, these guys were offering over advertising over 1,000 Gauss. We popped the magnet on, didn't even flinch. So, you know, we haven't had the time to actually bring one of those mats in yet and do some full testing on it. But from the initial outlet, finding the coil in the system, putting a test magnet on top and seeing no response whatsoever, suggests to me that it's less than 30 Gauss. So something's going wrong here. Either they're stacking up all their intensities, like we've mentioned before, so they're adding all their coils together, or they're looking at the intensity of something different in their mat and they're confusing it with the PMF. But for me, 100% wasn't over 1,000 Gauss. One of the biggest brands that is probably most prevalent in the USA, and as I say, we won't be mentioning the brand names on this podcast, but they don't advertise their intensity. We asked them the question. I got a number of different random answers, nothing to do with Gauss or intensity or magnetic strengths. In the end, they kind of got a bit frustrated with me and sent their technical sheets, which I also found a bit strange. And again, on there, it didn't mention their intensity of their mats. So we went even deeper and we contacted the Chinese company that put these mats together. And the guy actually told us we've got an email chain saying to us, we don't know how to measure intensity of a PMF system. And can you give us some tips on how to measure, which we just completely set back by. So, you know, even the guys that are putting these mats together don't really understand PMF the way that they should when they're building and making and selling PMF devices, especially in the number that they're selling them in, because these brands are pretty successful.
So for anyone who's actually listened to the podcast quite a lot, they'll know a little bit about intensity, and obviously know we speak about it quite a lot, and obviously it's quite important and almost one of the most important aspects of PMF. So how kind of would you say it's almost worrying that these manufacturers don't know the intensity, or the people selling them don't even know what intensity is? Like, how is that a major thing? Because for someone who may, this may be their first podcast, they may be thinking, oh, it's only one aspect of PMF. But if they can do some of the others and do the frequency, which seems to be the more spoken about side of it, what's the problem? Why is the manufacturers either displaying the wrong intensity or having such a little intensity, kind of such a problem almost?
Yeah, and I think it all comes down to the fact, know what you're making. You know, this is if a car manufacturer is building cars and they don't know how many wheels to put on that car and they don't really understand how fast to make that car go and whether they should include brakes in that car, you know, maybe that's an extreme example, but it just, for someone that is so involved in PMF and understand everything that works with the PMF, and as we mentioned before, we've at NewMed and myself with my family business, we've made our own PMF device, which we do sell, which took 6 years in development, over 10 years worth of experience, and these mats are just popping up on the market, and the people that are building them and putting them together don't really understand what they do, or you know, the basic fundamentals. There's so many elements that go into making a good PMF device, and intensity, frequency, number of coils, that sort of thing are the basic elements of PMF, and these guys don't really understand it, and that's what's so alarming for me.
So yeah, talking about the way they're manufactured, one of the main things that we spoke about in our top 10 tips was the coil placement and the amount of coils in a mat. How many coils do these having the mat. And maybe for anyone who might not know, why is it important to actually have good coil coverage in a mat?
Yeah, so we've covered this again in another podcast, but specifically the coil location in a system is so important, and how many coils that system has. So to break it down really briefly and to reel back on this is the intensity, again, from a system, from a coil, the intensity is lost by every centimeter you move away from that coil, and it loses half its, roughly it uses half of its intensity. So every centimeter we move away from a coil inside a system that producing those PEMFs, you're losing half the intensity. So most of these mats that we found, pretty much all of them, had a maximum of 4 coils in a whole body system. So that's a full body mat that is supposed to cover your entire body, and there's 4 coils located in it. So you can imagine that if that coil is located maybe at the base of, you know, your back, 1 centimeter away, you've lost half the intensity. We've already mentioned they don't really understand the intensities and how much they are, and we know personally they're quite low. You move 2 centimeters away, you've lost another half. 3 centimeters away, you know, by the time you get to anywhere near the edge of those mats, you've completely lost any PEMF. So it's quite interesting because we talk to customers a lot, and one of them was comparing, you know, a solely PEMF device with these multi-therapy mats, and they said that the good thing about this multi-therapy mat is how wide it is. And this person, this gentleman, was quite a wide person, and he wanted the PEMF to cover his entire body, and the mat actually covered how wide he was. However, when you look at the coil placement, there's only 4 coils, they're in the center of the mat, and the intensity or the PEMFs by the time it got to that gentleman's arms, completely gone. So again, it kind of talks about, it shows you how important the coil location is in those mats. And again, something that these multi-therapy mats haven't thought about.
So on a similar kind of topic then to how they're made, a lot of them come with like the heating elements as well. And that actually seems to be one of the points a lot of people seem to like, because obviously then you can actually feel something and the mat gets warm and it's nice. But is there actually any problems with this, with the PEMF? Like, do they interfere with each other in any way? What kind of, what would you say about that?
Yeah, again, so when we talk about stacking technologies or stacking different types of therapies, you want ones that complement each other. For me, heating and PEMF, it's very difficult combination to get right. We were looking at a breakdown of an image of one of these multi-therapy mats this morning, and it was just pretty incredible how it's built, because you've got the coil location at the very bottom of the system. So they put the PEMF coils in the one of the bottom layers of these mats, and then you've got all these different technologies going over the top, and one of those technologies was the heating, because the heating elements they want to put towards the top of the mat, because it takes a little while to warm up. You don't want to warm up too many different layers of that system, so you want to put the heating element towards the top of your system. The problem with heating, and some of these manufacturers even mention them, that they use super high frequencies. So if you can imagine a microwave, the concept behind a microwave and heating the product that's in the microwave is throwing super high frequencies at that item. So again, if you've got like heating elements within a mat, they're using super high frequencies to get those hot and to get them to warm up your body that's laying on top of it. So what these multi-therapy mats and what these systems like to do is they put EMF blockers in. So you're blocking out those super high frequencies. So we've got a problem there. We've got PEMF at the bottom, heating elements over the top, and then you've got EMF blockers going on top of that. So you're putting in a blocker of one of those therapies that's right towards the bottom that we already know is low intensity. So there's so many things that just aren't working here, that aren't in harmony, if that makes sense. But actually, I think the heating elements probably, because people do say they get benefits through these mats. We're not saying that these mats are complete and utter junk and they're not worth anything. People do get benefits from these mats. And I think a lot of that comes down to the heat, heating up the body, you know, getting in a sauna, all that sort of thing, going for a run, heating up the body has its own benefits. But in terms of the PEMF side of these mats, I really struggle to understand how they can be doing anything.
Yeah, no, definitely. A lot of these therapies might complement each other separately, but all in one mat, they might not complement each other as well, as you kind of just saying there. But another thing as well, a lot of these, one of our actually top 10 tips was about portability. And a lot of these manufacturers, if you look at their advertising, they kind of make it a little bit more portable than it actually is. And they get used in weird locations. Like, what is that kind of all about? And what can you say about that?
Yeah, so this makes us laugh. We always have a bit of a chuckle in the office when we find another advert for some of these brands where, you know, they're kind of like getting their PMS session on a beach, or which we actually know is, you know, you want to be grounding on a beach, and if anything. Or, you know, they're taking their system to a yoga class and all this sort of thing, and they're shouting about the portability of these systems. But we haven't found one that's battery operated yet. So it's pretty incredible because they've got all these different technologies in them. So they have to, you know, they have to be plugged into the wall, especially the heating elements. They kind of take up a bit more energy. So you've got all these images, really nice images of people taking it out into this open field and using it, or using it on a beach and all that sort of thing. And, you know, what they don't include is the super long, 7 mile long extension lead that's plugged in somewhere, you know, so the companies that are selling these mats are doing a very good job advertising the products. And that's something that they do very well. But again, in terms of the actual technical side of these systems, that they're just not great.
Talking about the technical abilities, when you actually go on a lot of these websites, you don't actually find a lot of the technical abilities. It's literally just the frequency they talk about. Is that kind of a bit of a worrying sign as well? Should you be worried about that?
Yeah, because, you know, these companies, as I mentioned, they're very good at advertising products, and they will talk about PMF and they will talk about the benefits of PMF. But people that are looking for a PMF system, that have been looking for a while, they tend to deep dive into the technical abilities of the system. And a lot of these companies just won't put them up, or they don't know what their abilities are. And for me, it's just not the best way to do things. And it just tells me it's a bit worrying as to why aren't they giving you those technical abilities. And probably because if they did put them up, they wouldn't be very competitive with other PEMF systems.
And a lot of these PEMF systems, they all end up looking the same. As I say at the start, when you Google them, you'll get all of these come up, and they'll all be different branded, but they all look very similar. Why do they look the same? That's a common kind of thing a lot of people always ask, like, why are they all identical pretty much?
Yeah, so it's a great question, because, you know, we laugh and call them the Alibaba mats, because if you type in PEMF into Alibaba, you'll see these mats come up. And actually, you can just buy them straight from the Chinese warehouse that they're manufactured. And if you buy 10 of them, you can just put your own brand on there. The branding is usually kind of at the top of the mat. And as I say, we're seeing these popping up all across the globe at the moment with different companies. And the companies that are selling these systems tend to be ones that offer different types of therapies too, like saunas, all different types of therapies, and they don't tend to just specialize in one thing. So not just the mats themselves are multi-therapy, but the companies also are selling different multi-therapies on their websites. But yeah, you can kind of tell, you know, once you know what you're looking for, they kind of stick out like a sore thumb because they look very similar, and you'll get a very slight color deviation. Some of them have gone to the extra bit of effort to ask that manufacturer to do certain different types of things for them to make them look a little bit more unique, or perform in a slightly different way. But yeah, you can get these systems actually direct on Alibaba if you actually wanted to. So, you know, my advice is, if you're seeing these, it is a bit of a red flag, and to look specifically for a device that does PEMF at the moment.
So for anyone now who is looking for a PEMF mat and then wanting to incorporate other therapies, they might be kind of sitting there now going, well, what's the alternative? Like, what can I do? What can these people do if they want multiple different therapies, kind of maybe all at the same time, or just having the option for all the therapies?
Yeah, so we mentioned before, it's a great thing to stack different therapies, and to combine different therapies, because But I mean, for me, PMF is always king. You know, PMF is, if I could only choose one type of therapy to use the rest of my life, it would always be PMF, because I know the benefits it has on the body and completely, entirely through the body, bones, everything is affected, ligaments, cartilage. It can all be influenced very well with PMF therapy. But we're starting to look at people stacking PMF with other types of technology. One of my favorite is red light, because you can very well have a PMF device underneath you, which is passing through the body, and then like a red light panel above you. So it's a good combination to mix the two. You're getting the red light therapy benefits and as well as the PMF therapy. So we're not discouraging people from doing multiple different therapies, but what I would definitely say is try not to save money and get a free lunch with one of these multiple therapy mats, because in my opinion, they're just not going to give you the benefits that you're going to get from a company that has been specializing in PMF, has put a lot of time and effort into developing their own PMF system and keeping it completely separate from anything else, because you're not going to get the confusion of different frequencies, EMF blockers, all these sorts of things that are put into these mats to kind of negate any negative issues from their systems. So stick to a PMF device on its own. And then if you want to combine that with some, say, for example, red light or other types of therapies, get a system that then specializes in that different technology too. So try not to combine them all in one here, if that makes sense.
So pretty much just if you want, say, PMF and red light, for example, like these mats offer, get a PMF and a red light from a company that specializes in either one of them as such, rather than kind of trying to clump them together.
Yeah, exactly. And we're talking about just the mats here. So we are actually seeing advances in these technologies, and people are trying to combine all these different therapies, but actually in a really good way. And they're actually specializing in different technologies, but a lot of them are in concept stage at the moment, and they tend to be like big couch systems with the red light above you with this, and it's kind of all surrounding you rather than built into these kind of like fold up mats. So yeah, stick to the brands that specialize in what they do.
Okay, great. So do you just kind of want to summarize then about these multi therapy mats and just kind of the episode as a whole, just so everyone kind of leaves with the message we're trying to give them?
Yeah, so it's an important point really, because the message here is that we, you know, we're not saying that these multi-therapy mats are complete garbage. They do have benefits and certain benefits of some of the therapies they offer. But as we mentioned before, this is the PMF podcast, and we are trying to educate people on getting the best PMF systems. And for me, these aren't specialized and the best PMF systems you can buy. And we would advise people to go for a PMF specific product right now until advances come where these multi-therapy mats may actually be good in terms of the PMF.
No, definitely. And if anyone has any more questions about PMF or these multi-therapy mats, leave them below the podcast, wherever you're listening, if you're on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you are, and we'll make sure to answer them in our next PMF Talk episode, which is a mini series we do where we answer your PMF related questions. But if you haven't already, while you're down there, make sure to give us a follow, subscribe, and leave us a 5-star on whatever platform you're listening on. It just helps us more than you can imagine and helps us get bigger and better guests on every single week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the PEMF podcast.